But my point is, he created all this for his purpose. And we need to know how to operate in this, just like the law enforcement, the people that the government sent them out there to carry out the authority to handle the, for make sure people obey the law. You hear what I'm saying? That's why we have what policemen we have. Local policemen, we have the highway patrolmen, we have the federal folks. And it's, you know, why do we have all these? They are making sure that people obey the law, right? And they catch you violating, what happens? Oh, that's all right, go on. Maybe sometimes you find some mercy and grace, but more times you're going to get a ticket. Well, God wants you to understand about the light, so when these forces of darkness that's unseen to the eye, they start violating in your life, trying to run over your life and run over your situation. You say, wait a minute, I have authority here. Are y'all coming in the house with me tonight? Wait a minute now. No, no, that's, I'm going to give you a ticket, say. You stole my money, you're going to jail. You know what I'm saying? All right, I'm going to have to shut this down because I got to, let's examine something. We do stuff. And how many of you would say, if I asked the question, is God in control of this earth, would you lift your hand and say yes, or what would you say? Who's in control? Is God in control of you? Okay. We are. That's what you would say. All right. Well then, why do we sing this song? You rule the heaven and the earth. He ain't ruling this earth. You know why? Because we hadn't examined it. We hadn't paid any attention. Somebody wrote that song. I know y'all didn't write. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Y'all all right with this? Y'all all right with it? Ain't that, I mean, how do we get these things in play? We gotta stop letting people and somebody else pushing their opinion, what they think and what sounds good, or somebody say. And I'm doing this so we can think. He's not ruling this earth. If he is, he's sure doing a poor job. Come on. He ruled me when I submit to him and say, Jesus, you're Lord of my life. And then when I submit to his lordship, he ruled me on this earth, but he ain't ruling this earth. Are y'all hearing me? And all I'm saying, we just gonna get some things straight, and as we go, that's some other thing that we because he already instructed me and to teach on it, and it have hurt us, and I'm not gonna get in tonight, but I just want to cover this part now. Now when you speak in tongues, who do the speaking? You or God? Holy Spirit. Who do the speaking? Oh, y'all do the speaking. See, when you know that, because you'd be surprised how many people say, well, the Holy Spirit would speak. No. We have to know these things. We have to know. We cooperate with Holy Spirit. He give us, we give more. We talk. Amen. Once we understand how to cooperate with Holy Spirit, how to cooperate and walk in the light of the Word, how to get the word of God in our hearts and then pray according to that, then we get answers. I realize that there are many that the Bible talks about praying always with what? All prayer. If I pray the prayer of faith, that's not all prayer. That's just one prayer. There's the prayer of what? Worship and thanksgiving. There's the prayer of agreement. Huh? There's a prayer in the spirit called prayer interceding. And you notice he said praying always with all prayer, that we are to do all kinds of prayer. There's a prayer of groaning and travailing in the spirit, which we hadn't hardly touched that one. And what he wants you to see, light. See, this shouldn't be darkness, but when we as pastor and leader won't teach the people, won't bring these things, and we afraid somebody gonna get offended. Well, if you want to get offended over the truth, that's your problem. I'm under obligation to teach and make sure that you have light. Amen. That everybody listen, because I know you hear all kind of stuff. But according to the word, everybody born again ought to be talking in tongues. You know, the biggest mistake we make is, and we picked it up from stuff we, places we came from, but we got to stop it here. When a person get born again, the next thing you do is get them filled with the Spirit. That's the practice of the New Testament. Go back and read the book of Acts. When Philip went down to Samaria, got those people born again, they sent for Peter and John. They didn't wait 5 years later, they sent them right down there to get, send them, they sent for them to come and get them filled with the Spirit. And that's the pattern of the New Testament church. But most people, you know why that so much stuff get messed up? People try to interpret the Word of God without the interpreter.